Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. With the Democratic primary for district attorney less than 2 weeks away, incumbent Larry Krasner and challenger Carlos Vega had a spirited debate. KYW News Radio and NBC 10 sponsored the event last night, the only in-person debate of the campaign. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the candidates spent much of the hour attacking each other.
Carlos Vega put responsibility for the city's violent crime epidemic squarely on the DA.
The DA's office has dropped the ball. Their attorneys are not doing their job.
D.A. Krasner painted Vega as the police union candidate.
The leadership of the FOP does not want accountability.
The two men often agreed. Both said they wanted to focus on preventing crime and that the tactic known as focused deterrence is a good way to do so. And yet they still ended up at odds.
We have been involved in the GVI program, which is, in fact, a focused deterrence program. It's been going on for a very long time.
When he took office, he fired the head of that program, and it was dismantled. It was the mayor who brought that. He brought that in July.
When the cameras turned off, things got personal. Vega said to Krasner, "I'm your worst nightmare. I'm in your head." Then asked for a ride home. Krasner said, "I think you need to walk." Vacate notices are going up at a park and dog run in Philadelphia's Francisville neighborhood. Neighbors say it used to be a trash-strewn lot, but the city says the park is on illegally claimed land. KYW's John McDevitt has reaction from residents and from the city on what it plans to do with the lot.
The lot is situated at 15th and Parrish. It has a playground, a picnic table area, and a fenced-in dog run now. A couple of months ago, neighbors say they were sick of seeing an unkept lot, so they chipped in, cleaned the place up, and created a green space for their community. The problem is the land is owned by the city, and permission was not obtained to utilize the space. The residents' property must be removed from the site by 9 a.m. May 12th. Kyle brings his dog Russell to the lot every day.
The fact that the sign's here, I'm not surprised. I kind of knew it was going to happen, but nonetheless, I find it frustrating because, I mean, we've lived here over 2 years, and the entire time it's been overgrown and filled with trash.
The Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority issued the vacate notice. It tells KYW News Radio significant liability and insurance issues can arise when city-owned property is unlawfully used, and that this particular parcel of land has been set aside for a future affordable housing project. The PRA says the search for developers will be getting underway in about 6 months. A Bucks County man is charged with taking part in the January 6th Capitol insurrection. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwer tells us federal investigators say they found him because of his wife's Facebook post.
Investigators say they were able to identify 68-year-old Gary Edwards from Churchville after they were sent screenshots of his wife's Facebook. According to charging documents, she wrote, "Okay, ladies, let me tell you what happened as my husband was there inside the Capitol." She goes on to describe a relatively peaceful scene, saying her husband was chatting with police, who she describes as very calm. Then she writes, "The people sang the Star Spangled Banner 2 times, then started chanting, 'Whose house? Our house.'" She adds, when asked to leave, they did.
The FBI affidavit has several screenshots of a man they say is Edwards in different parts of the Capitol, including an office. Edwards is charged with entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, disruption of official business, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. That's the All Local. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, "Play KYW News Radio."